Welcome back. You know, our very first guest on this program in 2025 was the mayor of the city of Quincy, Thomas Koch, kicking off the Quincy 400 activities for 2025. And I thought, here we are, right smack dab in the middle of the year. Let's have him back and see how it's been going and what's coming up next. Mayor, happy Quincy 400.
Good to be here, Joe. Yes, indeed. We're in the midst of it.
It's hard to believe.
It doesn't feel like June outside, no, but we're in the middle of June here.
I know. I do remember when we had you on back in January, and you were very excited launching the events. And really, they started soon after that with a lot of lectures. The Run for the Ladies event, the author Ellen Hildebrand event was a big success.
Right, yes.
How's Quincy 400 going so far?
It's going well. Yeah. We've had some concerts on the Common.
Yes.
We had Symphony Orchestra at Quincy High School with the kids. That was phenomenal. Every month things are going. We're in the midst of it. The Biggie's coming Saturday.
Right, yeah.
And then, of course, later in the summer, the concerts at the Veterans Memorial Stadium will be huge.
Yes.
Hot Air Balloon Festival coming in September. There's hopefully by the end of the year, some people would have seen or been involved in one or two of the events at least, because
yes.
I think there's something in there for everybody.
It sounds that way.
Yeah.
We should mention the Quincy 300 exhibit that's still on display in the museum at Old City Hall, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bob Damian did a great job on that. So
if you're
coming up to City Hall, poke your head in. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And just, I love to quote from this, is the Quincy Historical Society's Quincy Book of Days. And it was actually June 7th of 1925 that the city kicked off its 300th anniversary celebration. So
we weren't around, neither
same
of us
week.
Were
no,
around.
No, no, no. But the same week, you know.
Pretty
same
cool.
Week, yeah.
Yeah, it's
and
pretty
then
cool.
A few days later on the 12th, the Granite Ball was dedicated from Swingle's Quarry.
So that beautiful dark Quincy granite that it's known as. It's really a handsome piece.
Yeah. So this
and the
week,
twin to that is at Mount Wallison Cemetery.
That's right. Yes.
The King
Theophilus
grave.
King's grave.
Correct.
Yes. But the same week, 100 years ago, the city was celebrating.
Remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we have an actual date for when, I mean, in 1625, when Captain Wollaston, you know, landed at Merry Mountain?
I'll have to call Dr. Ray Fitzgerald. we've been looking at so many dates over the last year to try to, connect with some dates from way back when. So I don't know off the top of my head what that is, but it's pretty significant. It's pretty cool. You know, I've had some friendly disagreement with Joe Sullivan Braintree. 400, are you a Braintree? And I said, no, before Braintree, we're Mount Wallison, Joe.
That's right.
So it's really been fun, and there's so many people that have been working real, real hard on this. This goes back a number of years from planning, and here we are in the middle of it.
But I know. Yeah.
It wouldn't happen without the hard work of the whole team. I mean, pretty remarkable. And people buying in. I mean, there's a lot of excitement out there. And since we put the flags and banners and bunting up on Hancock Street.
Bunting galore.
Talking big time.
Yes, I've never seen so much bunting.
Nor have I. Can't wait to see the bill for that.
Oh, speaking of, a lot of these events are receiving donations, right?
Yes, we've got some major sponsors. And as you know, we, through the support of the City Council, we passed an appropriation of using hotel tax money.
Yes.
So those are visitors paying for a lot of what we're seeing in this. But Dan Quirk, for example, he's doing the fireworks as he does every year. But he's also sponsoring the concerts. It's a $300,000 donation.
That's amazing.
That was to offset the ticket prices. Normally those ticket prices would be $150, $200 for someone like Darius Rucker. But they're affordable because of the contribution that he made to the event. So we're grateful to Dan Quirk for sure.
Certainly, yeah.
And there's been others. There's Santander Bank.
Yep.
There's a number of that have donated, and some are connected with some of the events as a major sponsor to that event or two. So, again, the community coming together to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And there, I know there are other organizations that are kind of doing their own Quincy 400 things.
That's
the library
correct.
Here is extremely active. They've
That's exactly
many
right.
Different programs.
Some of the departments are doing their own thing. I know police and fire will be doing some public safety things related. Schools, the drama club, they did a special show. So, it's been across the board, which is great.
Yep, there have been some at least two new musical pieces commissioned just for Quincy 400 that I'm aware of anyway.
Indeed, yes. The composer, the name just escaped me.
Me
but
too, but yeah.
Composer at the Quincy High concert with Quincy Symphony presented me with the original score, and he signed it, so that'll go in the archives.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and Quincy Choral Society also, not too long ago, performed an original piece as well, connected to the celebration.
How fortunate we are to have them.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Real
folks
good
forget talent.
About them sometimes. Speaking of archiving and, you know, documentation, at the Quincy 300 exhibit, there are photographs galore and probably more that haven't been presented. Is Quincy 400 being documented in the same way?
Yes, we're trying to document everything, including the float building, for example.
Right.
You know, we're doing a lot of the floats in-house with our city personnel. It's beautiful, nostalgic floats that people will connect with. People that know a little bit about Quincy,
yes,
they'll connect with. Includes one of the Granite Fall.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's going to be pretty neat. So, yes, we are documenting as much as we can, and then we'll put something together toward the end of the year. Probably have a party for everyone that worked on the event, and then we'll show a reel during the party of all the different things. But
all right,
for sure.
And then there'll be a Quincy 400 exhibit at the Quincy 500 celebration.
Perhaps. We won't know, Joe.
We won't know. But let's not bury the lead anymore. 74th annual Quincy Flag Day Parade and fireworks this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday night, an hour earlier, 6 o'clock start. Parade's longer, beefier, higher quality. All of those things. So we're starting where the Christmas parade starts at Hannon and Hancock Street, then head north right at the stadium and then up to Pageant Field for the program.
Okay.
I think we've got 12 bands. We might have lost one, but I think we've got 12 bands, about 16 floats.
Wow.
Pretty remarkable stuff. We've got these six historic flags that were bought. They're going to be carried by some of the community groups.
Yeah, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about those, because that's a brand new feature.
It is a new feature. Yeah. It's I don't know if you remember the Mark Valentine days when they used to have the Mount Rushmore flag, and we used to carry flags.
Yes, yeah.
So kind of a theme like that.
But okay.
Paul Daugherty, who's a specialist on flags, the park department, he ordered, and we have six historic flags. They'll be noted in the parade. You'll have that sheet in front of you and covering the parade. And what we did was we invited the Elks, the Rotary, the Masonic Temple, the YMCA, the Chamber of Commerce, the six community groups.
Okay.
That you need minimum 12 people, up to 16,
really?
To carry them.
Okay.
They carried obviously flat, and it's a nice feature this year for the Flag Day,
okay,
for sure.
Yeah, they're 15 by 25, so they're not small.
That's correct,
And they represent different stages of the nation's
That's
development,
correct.
Is that right?
That's correct,
okay.
Yep.
And so the city now owns those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll be able to use them in the future.
I was just going to ask about that, okay. Is this parade coming up going to set to be the new normal for Flag Day?
Well, as Dave Murphy said the other day, you never go backwards, so it'll be tough to replicate this. But we'll do the best we can going forward.
Just to rattle off a few of the bands, because I think it's worth mentioning, is the Boston Crusaders Drum Corps. That's fantastic. Yeah. The 7th Regiment Drum Corps from New Hampshire, Connecticut Hurricanes Drum Corps, never saw them before, the Long Island Sunrisers, the Quantico Marine Band is coming. From Virginia?
From Virginia.
Really?
Coming up with the parade, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I think having Joe Dunford in the parade probably helped them to get here.
Okay. The Navy Band Northeast, they're fantastic.
They're excellent.
From Rhode Island. And of course,
our own.
Can't
Quincy
forget
North.
Them. Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
They really are.
They've won awards all across the state and the region. Matt Coven on the crew, they're doing great, great work. They keep growing, which is awesome.
It's an amazing transformation to watch.
Big time.
It started with the new uniforms, I think, and you know, it just cascaded from there. So it's great to see. What would your dad say, Mayor, at this
Probably,
particular
wow.
time?
It was far more simpler when he started.
Yeah.
You know, back at Kavanaugh Stadium, group of kids playing baseball, marching around Kavanaugh Field.
Yep.
Then it went up to the Downs the following year, Norfolk Downs Business District, and then I think it was 1960. They started doing it citywide, and it would end at the stadium at that time.
Okay.
And all the youth groups were invited. And I think Endicott Peabody, Chubb Peabody, was one of the early Grand Marshals in the 60s.
Governor
of Massachusetts, yeah.
Interesting. Speaking of Grand Marshals, we've got more than one this year.
Yeah, we've invited all the past Grand Marshals that obviously are living.
Yes.
And we've got four of the generals coming back: General Dunford, General McConville, General McGinn, General Rand. We've got Dr. Cuban, we've got Rich Kennedy, who's president of the Angel Fund.
Yes.
You know, Joe Shea, he was a past. Paul Keenan, chief of police, past Grand Marshal. So there's a lot of excitement, and we have a float for the Grand Marshals.
Oh, you
and
do?
Then
okay.
Some of them can't walk that route.
Sure.
So those that can will, and those that can't will be on the float. It'll work out well.
Okay.
We also have The governor's going to be joining us.
Oh, she will.
The congressman will be with us. A number of state, local, and county officials will be with us.
Sure.
I think, you know, people know it's a special year, and they want to participate.
Absolutely. The floats you mentioned, some of them are being commercially built. I didn't even know that was possible. How does that work?
Yeah, so, you know, we have a number of trailers that the city has purchased over the years. So, again, Dan Quirk made a dealership available to us that he had nothing in on McGrath Highway. So a number of them being built there, some of them being built in the garage behind Public Works Department. But our own carpenters and painters and folks are actually building
I
them.
See. Okay.
And so the work orders will back up a little bit in some of our buildings, but this is worth it. And they're all excited to be part of it.
Right.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Absolutely.
And they're all very excited about it. So there'll be a float with Howard Johnson's. There'll be a float, I mentioned the ball, the birthplaces, the shipyard. The quarries, the granite rail car, the original Grossman's wagon will be in the parade.
Really?
I mean, it's some really cool nostalgic stuff.
I saw the Bargain Center is going to be represented.
Absolutely, in Child World,
and
the skyline of Quincy Center.
Yeah.
So pretty cool.
A lot of nostalgia for
big
all
the
folks.
Yeah, big time.
To remember.
Yeah. Remix, all of them.
Oh, really? Then,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this why we need an extra hour? Is that why it's...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
we got more bands, we got more floats.
Yeah.
And, that's why we wanted to build in that time. And then, of course, get up to pageant, and then we'll be on it. We got Ronan Tynan, who will be singing the national anthem and doing a patriotic medley as part of it. He's phenomenal. We've had him before at the Hancock Adams Common. And then, of course, that'll lead into the great fireworks display over Black's Creek.
Yes, bigger and better.
It is. It's definitely bigger and better, indeed.
Spill the beans, Mayor. What are we going to see over Black's Creek?
Oh, a beautiful show. I mean, we upped the money this year, so there'll be some larger shells as well. They always do a nice show at Atlix Pyrotechs. They're very, very good. They do everything in the region now. They're a big company.
Yes.
If this show was on July 4th, we would pay double or triple.
Is that right?
Big time.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's it's great having Flag Day for that purpose. We get a July 4th show for a lot less money.
Yeah, it's unquestionably on par with a Boston presentation for sure.
Well, when you're up in the field, too, they're right there.
Yes.
It's a real cool thing.
Yeah. Howitzers, I'm guessing?
Three howitzers.
Three howitzers.
Three howitzers.
Okay.
People better be ready out there. We're not being invaded.
The giant Old Glory, yes?
50 by 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hancock Adams flag. We first flew that for the dedication of the Hancock Adams. And, of course, Allie Shaughnessy, who owns Alley Cat Crane, and Hallamore, Chris Barry from Hallamore, they'll be the ones raising it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be an amazing night.
It sure is.
The weather holds.
Please.
Let's talk about that, because... We have to talk about it, unfortunately. It's too soon right now to tell, but we're meeting as a committee
twice this week,
okay.
One to finalize the roster and everybody's duties that night. There's a lot that goes into this.
I can't
logistically,
even
it's a lot of work, and we have a great committee, and everybody's excited about it. We have direct contact with Eddie Carroll, the former Channel 4, he's still in that world, meteorologist, North Quincy High grad, by the way.
Oh.
Basketball player at North.
Ah.
So we use his company. We stay in touch with them. We'll monitor it up till the last minute, and we'll make the call. I mean, the unfortunate part is that if we had to move it, you lose most of the bands because they committed every weekend to events.
Sure.
We're asking everybody out there, whatever your faith tradition, pray for good weather for Saturday night.
Okay. I would assume it's going to have to be a complete washout, really, to cancel it.
It's tricky because bands don't like to get the uniforms or their instruments wet, and I understand that.
Yep.
I mean, if there's a chance of a shower, we'll get through it, but if it looks that ominous, then I don't think we'll get on the street.
All right. Let's hold.
So, indeed.
Speaking of weather, before Flag Day, it's graduation time, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Tonight we have Quincy High School. Looks like we'll be outside.
Yep.
The stadium, which is going to make it. Tomorrow night's a fee at this point for North Quincy High, so that may have to go inside.
Okay.
We got about 400 kids from both high schools.
Is that right?
Big classes.
Yeah. Do you have a message for the class of 2025 this year?
I got a special message this year that I'm going to be reading a quote from the late, great Dick Stratton, who, when I interviewed him a number of years ago for the General's Bridge, I asked him on the spot. Now, he was 88 or 89 at the time. I asked him on the spot. You were standing before a class of students. What would your advice be? I'm going to read his quote.
Okay.
No hesitation. He just rattled it off.
Can you share that with us?
I can't. I don't have it in front of me.
Oh.
I haven't memorized it, Joe.
Well, folks can watch it live on QATV,
right.
Which they can also watch the parade live as well on Saturday if they can't make it or if they're... out of town or whatever, we'll have it for them.
That's awesome. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. There's a maritime festival coming up later this year.
There is, a July 4th weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a first.
This is a first, but combining it with Quincy 400 activities.
Yeah.
Not everybody goes away to the Cape or New Hampshire for July 4th. There's a lot of families that are local. So it gives people an opportunity to celebrate the 4th in a nice way. We got a beautiful place in Marina Bay. It opens up some more business, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It encourages business down there and helps them. The summer is their season, so as much business as we can get down there for them, exposure is good for them. It's good for the city. So that'll be a fun weekend. Yeah, we kick it off the afternoon of the 4th after the Squantum and Marymount parades,
of course,
which are old traditions as well. In fact, we're probably going to take some of our floats and save a few of them and reuse them in the Squantum and Elementary. Squantum and Marymount parades, which I think would be cool.
Sure, absolutely. It's a three-day event, July 4th, 5th, and 6th. Is it like a regatta? What actually is going to be happening?
I don't know. You get the list.
Well,
combination of things.
It just says live entertainment, a beer garden, historical reenactments, kids' activities, bike and wagon parade, boat display and tours, sand sculpture, and food from Marina Bay restaurants.
I think they're doing a decorated dinghy parade, too.
Oh, really?
And around there, too, as well. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, the most attractive thing to all of these events we've talked about is they're all free.
Well, then we worked hard on that.
Yeah.
You know, we want this to be available to every family in the city. And as you know, not everyone can afford big ticket prices for things. So that was the mindset going into all this. We want to make it affordable for Quincy families.
Speaking of the two big concerts in August, the same weekend, right? August 2nd and 3rd.
Yes, Darius Rucker, who it sold out like in 4 minutes.
It was incredible. Yeah,
7,000 tickets.
Yep.
So people excited about that, and John Fogerty the following day didn't sell out as fast, but there's a lot of folks my generation looking forward to him as well. He had some great hits, so it's pretty cool stuff. Quincy, Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy, we get such acts as these.
Some national acts.
Again, I want to thank Dan Quirk and Quirk Auto Dealers because they're the major sponsor for those concerts.
Sure. Any folks on the committee that you'd like to recognize, Mayor? Because I know there's a whole group of folks.
Oh, there's a ton of folks. Karen O'Toole, who works in my office, has been kind of the coordinator, pulling everybody together. But she'd be the first to say everybody's working hard, but there's so many. I don't want to get down that road now.
Okay.
I don't want to leave somebody out. But they're all people that love Quincy. They love the history. They're all excited about this year and have shown great passion in their work in putting it on.
Do you think this will be a model for other communities for their 400?
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, as we know, Quincy, Plymouth was going to be the first in the region, and they get hit with COVID.
Yeah.
So that was too bad. They had some big events planned. So, I'm hoping that Massachusetts steps it up for the 250th, which we have begun. And we're going to roll right into some of those events for Quincy as well. The history of the city as far as the 250th in this nation is huge. But I hope Massachusetts kicks it up because we should own the 250th.
Yeah, you've said that before. Yeah. Speaking of the 250th, the Adams National Historical Park will be having a special event before the Flag Day Parade on Saturday.
That's what I hear.
Reenacting Abigail Adams and John Quincy's trip up Penn's Hill to the Cairn to see the Battle of Bunker Hill, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. So that's something to take in beforehand. Quincy400.com. Your centralized location for all events Quincy 400.
Yeah, and if anybody has questions, they can also reach out to our office at any time.
All right. Happy 400th, Mayor.
Happy 400th. We're in the middle of it. Enjoy it.
Thanks for coming over.
Thanks, Joe.